Ruth chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn, after him in whose sight I shall find grace." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light upon a part in the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "Yahweh be with you." And they answered him, "Yahweh bless you." And then said Boaz to his servant that was set over the reapers, "Whose damsel is this?" And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, "It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab." And she said, "I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." And so she came, and has continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. And then said Boaz to Ruth, "Do you not hear, my daughter? Do not go to glean in another field, neither go from here, but stay here, fast and next to my maidens. Let your eyes be on the field that they do reap, and you go after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said to him, "Why have I found grace in your eyes, that you should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" And Boaz answered and said to her, "It has been fully showed me all that you have done to your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your nativity, and are come to a people which you do not know and have not known before. Yahweh recompense your work, and a full reward be given you of Yahweh Elohim of Israel, under whose wings you are come to trust." Then she said, "Let me find favor in your sight, my master, for that you have comforted me, and for that you have spoken friendly to your handmaid, though I am not like to one of those handmaidens that are yours." And Boaz said to her, "At mealtime, come here, and eat of the bread, and dip your morsel in the vinegar." And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and it was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and do not rebuke her." And so she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went to the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth, and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where have you gleaned today? And where did you work? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of you." And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had worked, and said, "The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz." And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of Yahweh, who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." And Naomi said to her, "The man is near of kin to us, one of our next kinsmen." And Ruth the Moabitess said, "He said to me also, 'You shall keep fast by my young men until they've ended all my harvest.'" And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maidens, that they do not meet you in any other field." And so she stayed next to the maidens of Boaz to glean to the end of the barley harvest, end of the wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. End of chapter.